Life and acting, though, is that in life, there's no rehearsal, no take two. This is it. Better get it right before it's over. To have a good third act, you need to understand what the first two acts have been about. To know where you're going, you must know where you've been. Hey, call me a control freak, but I don't want to be like Christopher Columbus, who didn't know where he was headed when he left, didn't know where he was when he got there, and didn't know where he'd been when he got back. So on that 59th birthday, I knew I had some serious thinking to do. In Bird by Bird, Anne Lamott writes, "If you want to make God laugh, tell her your plans." Quite right. But when I talk about figuring out my third act, I'm not talking about making plans. I'm talking about being disciplined enough to learn what my past has to teach me, brave enough to take those lessons into my heart, to own them, and to commit myself to doing what is necessary to make them a part of my future. This is hard. I once saw a quote from dancer-choreographer Martha Graham's framed and hung on a wall in a ballet studio. It said, "Discipline is liberation." At first, that seemed like an oxymoron. I mean, isn't liberation the opposite of discipline? But discipline here doesn't mean tightness and rigidity or punishment for wrongdoing. It means being so committed and so fully contained that you can let go, so deeply connected that you can detach, so strong that you can be gentle. Liberation